This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's great radio stations. And we thank the radio stations that are covering us, are carrying us, and we appreciate the fact that we also get a chance to talk to our great military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, and also our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the nighttime mechanics keeping the wheels rolling out there, the construction workers, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website for all the different things we have to offer over there to you. And joining us right now from our good friend Denise Simon, who is with us tonight. And let me get the right button. There we go. Push the wrong button, first of all. And there's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right. Let's continue talking about this Mueller probe that was released. Now, you were talking about some of the people. The last person, I believe, to be indicted was Roger Stone. Is that correct?
Yeah, and so that kind of tells you, I mean, he was clearly not the, you know, a big
small fry, yeah,
in this whole thing, unless we find out that he did or didn't, I mean, we don't know where it is, you know, some real deep connective tissue to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. That was that whole part of the investigation. Mm-hmm. And how it is and the timing and whatnot of the John Podesta emails. So here's the deal. The reason that you've got Jerry Nadler and you know, Adam Schiff and, you know, whoever else upset is because they had some real expectations that some other balls were going to drop. And
yep.
You know, they were trying to read all the tea leaves, and I just didn't think that they were there here towards the end because of the people that have already left the Mueller team.
Yep.
He's had three or four of the lawyers that have already gone back to their old positions.
Yep.
One I know I think has gone to take some kind of a teaching job, you know, teaching some kind of law, whatever, some school. But that tells you that you know, they're finished. Now, I believe that a special counsel is required, and I could be wrong on this, but they have a responsibility that if they uncover any criminal activity during an investigation that doesn't necessarily apply to the investigation, but it has come across their desk.
Right.
Turn those things over. So Mueller has turned a handful of those things over to the Southern District of New York or the D.C. Prosecutor's Office.
Right.
I think the Southern District of New York is looking at 34 different cases, referrals, if you will.
That's
what they
correct.
Are, we don't know.
No.
But that tells me that those referrals don't have anything to do with a Russian, conspiracy.
Nope. Mm-mm.
It may have, you know, something to do with, you know, some other kind of fraud or reports or all those kinds of things, but not what the Mueller operation was assigned to do.
Right, and we got a report here that says that Jared Kushner is cooperating with Jerry Nadler's committee.
And he doesn't have to.
Nope.
You know, he's reached out to, Nadler has reached out to, I think, what, 81 people, and he's got 81, you know, not subpoenas, but requests for information, so forth and so on. Well, some of those people have said, we're just ignoring it. We're not going to bother. Others have said, oh, I think of the 81, 8 have responded. None of the rest have. So they're just blowing off Nadler altogether.
Well, and Adam Schiff is the one that looks like a fool right now because he came out and absolutely buried his name, his reputation, made statements that just absolutely were off the wall and not true. Well, we have undisputed.
The
evidence and all that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a preponderance of evidence for this and that. So both sides, you know, let's not forget that even Trump himself was getting almost hyperbolic on the Mueller investigation.
Yep.
Sean Hannity clearly was.
Oh yeah, over the top.
And so was Laura Ingraham. They were just going over the top when it came to Bob Rosenstein or
yep.
Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I think, you know, it's always prudent to just to play the cards close to the vest here. Some of them may end up with some real egg on their face because of how hyperbolic they all got.
Uh-huh.
And they got us hyperbolic. You know,
sure.
We've been sitting on eggshells for, you know, at least a year. So this thing may play, and this is what I wrote about 2 months ago, this thing may play into the fact that the Mueller report will end up, well, it cost $12 million or $13 million, $25 million, whatever the number is. It may be, a lot of people say it's wasted taxpayer dollars and so forth. Well, it may not, because it may be the most prudent pro-political document for Trump's reelection.
That's right.
He couldn't have bought otherwise for $25 million.
And the number I heard thrown around last night was $30 million. Don't know. But Lindsey Graham, in the meantime, is saying that he wants to, and here comes the music, so I'll just have to throw this out there, and then we'll change subjects when we come back. Lindsey Graham is saying he wants a special counsel to go after the Clinton campaign. We'll see how that works out. So hold that thought. Now I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we are coming back right after this break. And by the way, the president said he's withdrawing the earlier North Korea-related sanctions. We'll find out if he is or isn't. And there's other things going on, too. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And my buddy Wayne Allyn Root was on earlier this week, and we talked about what we thought might happen, and Wayne was spot on as usual. And, you know, I've been telling people for quite a while that I did not think anything was going to come out of this, and I feel pretty good about the fact that when I went out on a limb and said that they weren't going to go after, they weren't going to get the president or any of the president's men per se in his campaign, which they technically didn't, on any collusion, that that did work out that way. Now, this part of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, and I want you to go over to my website, to CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, because you'll see a USCCA logo link right there. Click on that link, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway that's over there, a different gun every day. And should you decide to become a member, because the USCCA can help you out when you need help, if you ever have to defend yourself by whatever means possible, they'll help you out by giving you $474 worth of free stuff to be a member. And you'll also get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine to boot. So that's all good stuff there for you. The Captain's America Third Watch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, what is going on with North Korea? There are conflicting stories about these sanctions.
All right, what we did was we announced here recently in the last, I don't know, couple of days that we were going to apply some sanctions to North Korea's maritime industry, specifically designating two shipping companies, but they were Chinese shipping companies. China was aiding North Korea to evade some of these sanctions. And so we said, okay, well, we're going to apply some sanctions to them. And this came out from Treasury and also came out from John Bolton. Uh-huh. Well, here comes Trump, and he has canceled those sanctions. And it's really necessarily because we're still trying to reach some kind of a trade deal with China. So it has nothing to do with some kind of favoritism or getting little Kim back to the table and making him behave. It's got everything to do with the trade deal. Now, applying those sanctions sent a, you know, shot across the bow of China.
Right.
And to North Korea. It doesn't mean that on the back end that in this trade deal, that they couldn't be reapplied. They're sitting there and they're waiting to go, but mm-hmm. it is really put China on notice that we're sick and tired of your games and how you have been, being a, you know, bad boy, if you will, to
right.
President Xi, helping all things North Korea.
Okay. So, then, the result with South Korea and North Korea walking away from the table is just merely those two countries, not necessarily us and North Korea.
Well, we don't really like it. I mean, because they're always supposed to be in kind of communications with each other. But little Kim has decided that, we're mad because of, you know, what is going on with you know, Trump walking away with no deal, so we're going to show that we can walk away. So he pulled some of his people away from those that delegation between North Korea and South Korea. So he's being petulant himself.
Now, in lieu of the crash over in Indonesia of the aircraft over there and the other aircraft that went down, the company that had purchased a bunch of Boeing MAX 8s or 9s, I don't know which one it was, has canceled their order. Is that correct?
Yeah, they had an order for 49 of whatever version of the Boeing MAX aircraft. So those 49 have been canceled. However, that doesn't mean that all relationships have been canceled with Boeing. In fact, Boeing is sending their own delegation to talk with them to resurrect the fact that, hey, you can cancel the MAX craft, that, you know, the 49, but this is an alternative, and we'll give you a deal on this alternative to kind of keep it in the loop. Let's remember that Boeing is in huge competition with the French airline, whatever it is, I forget. It's off the
Airbus.
Thank you,
yeah.
Airbus.
Yep.
And there's some interesting favoritisms that are being played here because the flight data recorder didn't come to the United States for the FAA to do the investigation. It went to France.
Uh-huh.
So I believe that the French have stepped in and told them, hey, cancel this, and, you know, you can probably get a better deal, or we'll give you a better deal. So we're back into a bidding war between the two.
Okay, so we'll see what happens this time around. And I am talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. ISIS, according to what we heard the president say, they are 100% eliminated in Syria. Well, maybe, and maybe not.
Well, the word that has to be, words matter here, and the word is caliphate.
Uh-huh.
So the caliphate having control over the last piece of real estate in Baghouz was eliminated. Now, we still have several things in the pipeline. That means that we have to still manage the area because we believe, while we've had thousands of Islamic State fighters that have surrendered, we also know that there are some number of Islamic State fighters that have gone into hiding,
uh-huh.
gone into caves, gone into tunnels, are escaping, have gone into Iraq, or has spread out.
Yep.
So you can eliminate the fighting real estate, the militant exchanges that have been going on, with the United States leading that charge with the Syrian Defense Force, otherwise known as the SDF.
Uh-huh.
But you haven't defeated the ideology.
Nope.
The other piece is the United States, pretty much alone, is having to go through every one of these detainees, those that have surrendered,
right,
those that we have got by the Syrian Defense Forces or the Iraqi Kurds. There are thousands of them.
Yep.
We have to go through with them one by one and determine what their backgrounds are. We have to interrogate them, much like we did, you know, with the Gitmo detainees. And then we have to say, France, you have to take your people back. Germany, you have to take yours back. Tunisia, you know, whatever home countries.
Yeah.
Most of them do not want to do that. Now what do you do? Well, I would argue that we could end up with another Camp Buka.
Wow.
Camp Buka was the Iraq prison center that we had under the Bush administration.
Yep.
Which was the only thing that we could do, is put them into, you know, some mass detention facility.
Uh-huh.
But it ended up with Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi coming out of Camp Buka and creating this new Islamic State caliphate. So I'm just putting it out there.
Well, how about Guantanamo?
Well, depends upon how many we end up with. I don't think that Guantanamo can hold 2,000 or 3,000, do you?
I don't think so, but they could certainly hold 500.
Well,
because we had about 1,000 there at one time at the height.
What do you do with the rest of them?
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. You send them off to Kurdistan or wherever it was they were sending them.
Well, we don't want to put that burden on the Kurds.
Uh-huh. But if for the right amount of money, they do it.
Well, but whose money?
Yeah, our money probably, but... Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, we shouldn't have to carry this whole burden. But I'm just telling you that this is a discussion that is happening right now between the Department of Justice, you know, the CIA, the NSA, the State Department, you know, all these top agencies are looking at this one very, very carefully on what we do. And we're having to say, okay, Britain, if you're not going to take these people back, they got to go somewhere, and you need to cough up the funds, to help out. Same with France. Same with, you know, wherever these fighters came from, you know, Pakistan. I mean, somebody's going to have to cough it up, and, you know, this shouldn't be exclusively the U.S. taxpayers' responsibility financially.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you first thing right and early Monday morning. So have a great weekend, and stay warm.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go to her website, FoundersCode.com, for more information. And always remember, you can sign up for her newsletter that she puts out and get the articles that she writes about, as well as the different news that she'll put out during the course of the day, breaking stories about this, that, and the other. Great source of information for you if you need to know. All right. The Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming back. And we'll be doing our first Military and Veterans News segment. Got a lot of stuff to talk about there tonight. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, are calling on the Attorney General to give the findings of the Mueller report to lawmakers and the public.
Now that Special Counsel Mueller has submitted his report to the Attorney General, it's imperative for Mr. Barr to make the full report public and provide its underlying documentation and findings to Congress.
Schumer saying the president should not get a sneak peek at the report before Congress. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News this marks the end of the Russia investigation. We await a disclosure of the facts. Giuliani went on to say we're confident that there is no finding of collusion by the president, and this underscores what the president has been saying from the beginning, that he did nothing wrong. The attorney general says he could start briefing Congress on the report as early as this weekend. A former U.S. attorney who's advised Trump on the probe calls that a grand slam for President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy is a place where you can jumpstart your career and wind up with a chance for an unlimited opportunity to make as much money as you could possibly think possible as a aviation maintenance tech, because there is a tremendous demand for aviation maintenance techs right now. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy online. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. They are enlarging the size of that campus to accommodate the need. And the other's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. You heard me right. Unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. That's a very much in-demand job right now. They're looking for certified FAA aviation maintenance tech all around the world. So check them out online at naa.edu. That website again, naa.edu. Schedule a tour. Tell them you want to take a tour of their place and see what they have to offer. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Again, the number, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you for the white gloves treatment that you so richly deserve. Now, deployments to the U.S.-Mexican border may be straining the Marine Corps a little bit, because the unplanned deployments of Marines along the U.S.-Mexican border, amongst other unplanned demands, have strained the force to the point that it faces an unacceptable risk to the Marine Corps' combat readiness. So says the Marine Corps Commandant, General Robert Neller. He said that this week. That's the first time we've heard someone come out from one of the services say that that is indeed what's going on. Now, the National Guard was activated, and a number of states volunteered to send personnel to the border to help out. But some of the border states, California, Arizona, New Mexico, have pulled back the numbers of their own National Guardsmen that they had on the border. Now, come on. This is ridiculous. I know, they know, you know, we know that we have a situation on the border that requires the assistance from our military, because we don't have enough manpower from the Border Patrol to take care of the problem. We just don't. So somebody somewhere needs to step up to the line, to the line and say, listen, we're going to activate our ready reserve. We're going to activate our National Guard. We're going to have rotations going on the border. We'll bring in a few regular military people when we need them to do whatever specific missions are there. But again, keep in mind, because of the Posse Comitatus, you got to be careful what they do on the border. And technically, they have to have their guns pointed towards Mexico, not towards us. How's that? That's a technical term. Now, for the second time in a week, the Pentagon's top uniform officer, General Joe Dunford, has taken a shot at Google, warning that the tech company's investments in China are doing long-term damage to American security, because Google and China, the infiltration that's been done there with Google Maps and whatnot, it gives China an open shot at taking a look to see where our military installations are, what's going on, the whole nine yards, and maybe that's not such a great idea, you think? Also, the rapid deployment of 1,500 soldiers streaming into Poland this past week in a rapid deployment to Europe, the likes of which the Army has not seen since the days of the Cold War, tested the Army's force flexibility, and they passed the test with flying colors from Fort Bliss to Poland. Now, the head of the U.S. Coast Guard said Thursday that his fleet is at readiness tipping point, meaning that he's waiting for new vessels to replace an aging fleet. Coast Guard's got some vessels, you've seen them, that have been around a while. And obviously with the new mission they've got, they've streamlined the vessels and added some more armaments with them. And they've made them, in some cases, they've got more deep water craft because of where they're going. Did you know we had a United States Coast Guard cutter in the East China Sea on patrol, searching vessels and looking for contraband going back and forth and things that weren't supposed to be being shipped from point to point? Well, we do. Found out about that yesterday when I heard about the ocean-going cutter that was over there that pulled over a vessel, and they, in searching the vessel, they found a number of items on there that were going to Korea, North Korea, that weren't supposed to be shipped. And you'll probably hear more about that over the weekend. Now, since June of 2018, Air Chief Marshal Stuart Peach has led the NATO Military Committee, advancing collective defense while balancing distinctive threats of a more capable Russia, a more belligerent Iran, and omnipresent terrorist activities. And NATO's top military official was speaking with Russia and Turkey this week about the INF treaty. Not sure what happened there. Would have liked to have been a fly on the wall, but when they're getting ready to tell us reasons were, we'll find out. And good morning to Terry, our maintenance guy working up there in Nashville. Good morning to you, Terry. Hope you're doing well. By the way, a rising China is now driving the U.S. Army's new plan in the Pacific with new missiles and large-scale exercises, part of a long-term strategy to deter Beijing. Remember I told you they were going to be putting more Army troops, U.S. Army troops, in the Southern Pacific? Where they're going to put them exactly, don't know. We'll find out about that when it happens. And a U.S.-led exercise aimed at boosting cooperation between West African nations in the maritime policing now comes at a time when seaborne piracy in some areas is once again increasing, and the transatlantic drug trade remains active. Now, this is the piracy operating off the West African coast, which is something that we haven't had to contend with for a little while. It was over off Somalia. Remember the pilots coming out of Somalia? We still have more ships over there. Then they decided to go to the other side of Africa and try the little games over there. But we are countering with some of our allies that have ships in the region besides ourselves. And as U.S. and Taliban negotiators make progress in their talks on the issue of foreign troop withdrawal and counterterrorism, Germany is now mulling over a strategy to continue its engagement with the war-torn nation. Now, Germany is proving to a large degree to not necessarily be America's friend when it comes to certain policies and the protests that we keep seeing and the comments we keep hearing being made by the German government. Not something that you would think an ally would be doing. So, Germany, you need to straighten up. Fly tight over there. Maria, get them straightened around. Also, two bombers flew over the East China Sea twice in the last week during joint training with the Japan's Air Self-Defense Force and the U.S. Navy. The Air Force announced that. Of course, every time they do that, China comes totally unglued. And the other big question out there is, as the Pentagon looks to catch up with China and Russia in the hypersonic arms race, there is a widespread acknowledgement that the technology to defend against weapons capable of reaching Mach 5 or higher simply is not there. The Russians don't have it, the Chinese don't have it, and we don't have it. And by the way, our thoughts and prayers go out to a member of the 75th Ranger Regiment who was killed in an airborne training accident in Arizona on Friday. According to the release from Army Special Operations Command, he died in a free fall. All right, Captain's America Third Watch coming back, looking at our next Truckers Highway and Byway report here for you. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more. Got lots more to talk about still. Kathy, give it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
All righty, Jerry Reed, Fred in the front seat, and Smokey up in front, and somewhere Frog is in the middle of all that. Sailing around a cloud up above looking down at us. And, of course, Frog is, Frog is still around, but, of course, everybody else has died and gone to heaven. Now, a coastal storm is impacting the Northeast overnight into Saturday, probably around late afternoon or thereabouts. Unfortunately, the weekend rain is arriving for the flood-stricken Midwest at the wrong time. We'll get into that in a minute. But a strong storm is going to shift across the Canadian Maritimes overnight through Saturday, probably into Saturday evening, with locally heavy snow, lake-effect snow coming off Lake Ontario, coming all the way over into the Adirondacks and to portions of the Catskills as well. And strong winds impacting much of upstate New York and northern New England before tapering off late Saturday. Now, meanwhile, in the Midwest, another storm will arrive in the region with locally heavy rain and scattered thunderstorms all weekend long. Now, this will no doubt worsen some of the ongoing flooding up there with the melting snow and the rivers that are already over their banks. And it's a shame, but it is what it is. Now, in North Dakota tonight, I'll start there first because that's where there's a lot of flooding from Minot down to Fargo, going down into South Dakota and the western part of Minnesota, Moorhead in particular. You've got rain. You're going to have more rain. It's not going to stop. You got some high winds behind coming in with the next wave of rain that's coming your way. Western North Dakota, rain there. Montana, eastern Montana, rain there across the eastern one-third of the state. Up on the Canadian border, you've got areas of fog and some heavier rain there, too. Now, we've got a little change in the weather right now in South Dakota. The rain has moved a little further east. It's away from Rapid City now, coming east, headed towards Minnesota. Some showers, scattered showers out in front of it, but a steady rain headed your way there, southern Minnesota and northwest Iowa. We'll be there sometime during the next several hours. And then in Nebraska, you've got some fairly substantial rain in the northern part of Nebraska, I-80, you'll certainly have it going out west. It looks like starting about North Platte and going all the way to the Wyoming line. You've got rain on the eastern part from Cheyenne to the border tonight in Wyoming. You've got some patchy fog in the western part of Wyoming tonight. If you're going up U.S. 30, you're going to take that shortcut to Montpelier, Idaho. Well, you're going to be driving through some fog. There's a pretty good patch of fog right there. In Idaho, when you get to Montpelier and get up there towards Twin Falls, you're going to have some rain there. There's some pretty good showers coming down there. Out in Nevada, western Nevada, you've got you've got wind, Reno, you've got some wind tonight. You've got some wind on the other side going down Donner, down into Auburn Hills. Snow in the upper Sierra Nevadas above 6,000 feet right there along the Nevada border with California on the California side. Some winds in Southern California. Looking good coming across I-40 tonight all the way over to the East Coast until you run into the tail end, the remnants of that storm, which we'll get into in a second here in North Carolina, northern part of South Carolina, and going up the East Coast, plus the snow in upstate New York. You do have an area right now of freeze and frost warnings in northern Alabama into the south-central part of Tennessee, headed up towards Nashville, Tennessee, so the temperatures have dropped significantly there. In addition, let's go over to the East Coast right now, because you've got a frost, a freeze warning, and possibly some freezing rain in the mix over on the east coast of North Carolina, temperatures such that it could be. Then you've got some scattered rain or sleet mixed in going up along the coastline of Virginia. Winds and some scattered snow showers in the mountains of West Virginia and Maryland tonight. Some high winds in the mountains there. Now, in upstate New York, if you're going up out of Scranton and you're headed north up towards the Canadian border, all the way up I-81 from Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, all the way up to the Canadian border, the Thousand Islands Bridge there at Watertown, above Watertown, you're going to be in a winter storm warning. Now, that will gradually go away as the day progresses, but right now it's still snowing, snowing heavy, snowing hard, snow up there in some of those areas, 1 to 2 feet. and scattered flurries on the fringe of that, and then going into Vermont, going into western Massachusetts, into Berkshires, the mountains, western mountains of Connecticut. You've got snow flurries and a winter storm warning in the Berkshires, Vermont, and the northern part of New Hampshire. And the very northern part of Maine tonight, you have a winter storm warning all the way to Nova Scotia in the northern part of Maine as that system starts moving into the Canadian Maritimes and takes the snow along with it into Nova Scotia and probably towards Greenland. So there you go. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, four locations to serve you. Remember the four words that brings people from all around the country to buy because they can't get it anywhere else. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're currently on the job or retired, and all 911 dispatchers too get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on new vehicles. Now, the Nissan dealerships they have, Moss Nissan in Crystal River, where I'll be today, this afternoon, from noontime to around 3 or 4 o'clock, and depends on what happens and how many people show up and all that good stuff. We're going to be giving away free food, going to have some other stuff we'll be giving away, including $500 discounts, coupons on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle. You get an extra $500 off just because I got them to give you. And free food, as I said, Moss Nissan Newport Richey also. And then you've got Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where they sell their certified pre-owned vehicles and a lot of different things they take in and trade. Might find a motorhome there, might find a motorcycle, might find a rowboat, might find a powerboat, might find a motorhome there or a camping trailer. It all depends. And then you've got in Tampa the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet, which is located at 16414 Northdale Maybe Highway. Got some gorgeous vehicles there, too. By the way, they have some of their new Nissans down there as well on the lot. You can take a look at them down there. They've got quite a selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Go in there, and as I said, always tell them the captain sent you. Whether you got the coupon or not, you're going to get $500 off your best deal just by telling them the captain sent you. It's that simple, okay? Now, coming up after the top of the hour news, we've got our friend Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook going to come on, and Ron and I are going to be talking, obviously, about what transpired with the Robert Mueller report. Now, don't get your hopes up. Don't get your hopes up too high because there's a couple of different things going on parallel to this right now, and one of them is the IG report, the Inspector General's report, which is expected to come out almost any day. And that's been going on in addition to the Mueller probe. And then you've got this Southern District of New York probe that's been going on, which is a little bit more intricate. They've got 34 different fields and different charges that they're looking at. All we know is the rumors we heard. I'm not going to get into the rumors. I don't have any facts other than what I just told you. So we'll wait. We'll see what happens there. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, coming back with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.